Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how may I assist you?
Well, I have a question. I have wrote a children's book for children ages 0 to 5. It's less than 500 pages, but I was interested in a company that could edit, illustrate, because illustration would be a big factor in the book, and then publish. I've never done this before, so I'm not sure what's involved or what the cost is like.
No worries. Let me connect you with someone and they'll be able to assist you. Is it all right if I put you on a brief hold?
Yes.
Perfect. Just give me a moment. Hello.
Yeah.
This is William Rogers. Who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
William.
My name is also William Collins.
Jinx. Jinx. How are you, Mr. Collins?
Good. I have a question. I have a manuscript for a children's book for children ages 0 through 5. So less than 500 words in length, but I've never done anything like this before, and I was wondering about how to get it edited, how to get it illustrated, which would be a big part of the book since there's very few words, and then how to get it published.
That was going to be my next word, because if it's 500 pages, it's definitely not to the extent of
No,
how.
500 words.
Sorry,
500
500 words.
words.
Yes, 500 words. So it's definitely not to the extent of when you can actually publish it as a book, but yes, when you involve and incorporate illustrations to it, that's when it actually becomes a proper children's book. The age gap or the age bracket is perfectly fine as it is. Think, well, from what I can gauge, is that you would divide the 500 words into sentences, and then each sentence would be incorporated with an illustration. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me something about the book first, like what exactly it is, what characters they are, and what is the basic storyline for it? What's the thought process behind it?
The book is primarily about my son who's in a wheelchair, and the story is just about going camping and how much he enjoys camping and what happens while he was camping. So the characters would be my son in a wheelchair, his brother and sister, and mom and dad.
Okay, so it's an adventure, or specifically about an adventure that this individual, the kid, actually likes doing, right? So,
A kid in a wheelchair.
yes, the kid in the wheelchair that he actually likes. So it's very specific as it is right now, because the character is also very specific. Not every children's book character is going to be in a wheelchair, obviously. And secondly, the hobby of it, or the hobby of the character, the main central character, is also very specific. Camping is a very specific hobby, or a very specific extracurricular hobby, I must say. So you have to understand that we have to divide the illustrations as per the number of words that we have. So if we have 500 words, I'll keep it very academic for you. If we have 500 words, we need to divide it by at least 15. so that we can have 15 illustrations so that it can be a book that can be published and it can be sold. Because the main purpose, other than people leaving the book as a legacy of what they've done for their next of kin, their family, their generations to come, the other element is also that it can be sold as well. Would that be correct? Those two,
yes.
Right? So we have to ensure that it is in a state where it can actually be eye-catching for people like us or anyone in the literary industry to actually endorse the book and say that, yes, this is something that you should buy. They have or we have a dedicated reader base. It's easier for us to sell any book for any genre. But the book needs to be of a certain standard. The ISB, or the International Standard of Books, is very peculiar when it comes to these side of things. So when a book is about 500 words, like I said, we have to divide it in certain segments so that it is applicable. So if I were to divide 500 by 15 in order to ensure that...
Well, it's about 12 pages. I think it's about 12 pages long, the way I divided it up.
12. I don't think 12 would suffice, but we can definitely work with it. I don't know exactly how it would be, because tell me how did you make your division? Tell me first, so that I can actually guide you properly. How did you come up with this particular division of it being 12 pages?
I guess by events, like getting ready to go camping, driving to the campground, setting up camp, the next day adventure in the woods, along that line.
Now, do these 12 pages also involve the initial front page where you have, because every book has an acknowledgement page. I'm pretty sure that if it's about your son, you would like to dedicate it to your son. So it needs to have a dedication page as well. And then there is a single blank page at the end, which can be for epilogues or anything else like that. So the manuscript needs to be, in my opinion, I mean, if you divided the manuscript in terms of its verbiage by 12, you said that it should be of 12 pages. I think it should be of 14 pages. So we're back to 14 or 15 in between. Would that be okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to feel for what the cost is like that.
How long have you been in the market, by the way? How long have you been searching for the service? Because I need to understand what sort of information you have, and I definitely would like to work with you. Children's book is something that we can actually endorse at any point in time. It's one of the fastest-selling commodities that we have in the literary industry. So it is always good to have a new children's book. Sorry?
You're the first one I talked to.
Oh. Then let me inform you of what the illustration cost could be. Now, do you want the illustrations to be basic, or do you want the illustrations to be a bit 3D and a bit more eye-catching, colorful and all that?
Oh, colorful.
Because this is not going to be a black and white book, right? This is going to be a colored illustration book.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, it is going to be 12 illustrations. We are going to divide the 500 verbiages, and we definitely would ask you in terms of your approval for it. It's not like I'm going to have my own whim for this, and I'm going to say that this is what it is and this is what it should look like. No. The best possible thing that you get with us or signing with us is the fact that we actually have you as a co-account manager. What that means is the complete state of the book is going to be as per and how you say it to be. We're the ones who are actually going to create it for you.
Okay. Does this include editing? Because I'm open to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me explain to you what is going to happen. So we first are going to create an author account for you. An author account is going to be for any publishing platform that you suggest or that we suggest to you where the book can actually be purchased from online. Now, any service for the publishing actually involves the editing, the proofreading, and the formatting. So you don't have to worry about how the book is going to go online. We would be doing that for you. The reason why we do that is because we have an in-house facility where you get to work with us and work with the in-house illustrators, in-house designers, and in-house formatters. So you don't have to worry about anything. It's like a complete package deal. Instead of you getting the book first, you know, firstly get it illustrated, then have the illustrations incorporated into the manuscript, then take it for proofreading, then take it for formatting, it's a very tedious task and it becomes really labor intensive. What we do is that we provide you with access to fees first and foremost. So we would be creating the account for you. We would also be setting up the distribution and royalty procedures for you as well, so that whenever any article of the book sells, whether it's one copy or 20 copies, you would be the one who would be receiving the royalties whenever the book sells. You wouldn't have to worry about if the book has to be printed, because the publishing platform actually caters everything for you. Yes, there is a service fee that they charge. There is going to be the printing cost that they charge. But for you, it would always be that the book is being sold, and you would have to do nothing in terms of any labor or any physical labor whatsoever. That is going to be the jurisdiction of the publishing platform. Now, because the book is less than 72 pages, it cannot be, I must say, it cannot be in hardback. It cannot be in a hardcover format, because the legal limit for a hardcover version is 72 pages. Okay? So the book would be available in ebook format, which is an electronic version, and in a paperback format, which is a physical version. So you would have two separate versions to work with. And yes, like I said, yeah, like I said, we would be creating both versions for you.
Okay.
Now, shall we discuss the prices for it?
Yeah.
So, to ask you a very simple question before I can actually dive into it, did you set up a plan in your mind as to how much I would have to invest in this? Because this is going to be an independent revenue stream for you. Being an author makes you an entrepreneur. So have you set up a mindset of how much I would need to invest in this? Just on, you know,
no.
Just like a wild guess.
No.
Usually a book of this nature, with its editing, proofreading, publishing, its illustrations, actually costs you somewhere around $1,800. Because the illustrations are 3D illustrations. Okay. Now,
okay.
It also involves,
publishing is going to be $1,800 plus or minus?
Not plus or minus, $1,800 on the dot. So that involves the illustrations, because illustrations are expensive. These are 3D illustrations. It involves the editing. It involves the proofreading. It involves the formatting. It involves the account setup. It involves the royalty and distribution setup. And anything and everything that follows. Yes, there's also one thing which is complimentary, and that is that you would be getting, once the book is published, you would be getting 5 author copies as well, so that you can actually share it with your next of kin. You can give it to your son, you can give it to your friends, your brothers, your sisters, anyone. So that is also a privilege that you would be getting. And like I said, once everything is set up, you don't have to do anything after that. We would be giving you 24/7 consultation in terms of not just publishing your book, or once the book is published, we would also be ensuring that we get you in touch with all the big head distributors and the the publishing houses like Simon & Schuster, Harper & Collins, Ratchet, or our original subsidiary, which is Pangan Random House. So you'd be in touch with all of them, because we actually are going to create a proper author profile for you. We would be launching you as an author, not just as a writer. There's always going to be a difference. Many people on Amazon who are actually publishing their books, they're actually writers. They're still writers to this day. However, when you work with us, you get the privilege of actually becoming an author, a proper author, that is. The basic
okay.
way
well,
is that...
Go ahead.
Please continue.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the manuscript, and it's actually, including the title page, actually 19 pages in length.
It's still fine. It's still fine. That covers, like I said, it's as long as it's less than 72 pages, you're covered in this price. Because if it is 72 pages, then that means we would have to involve the complete procedure for hardback version or a hardcover version as well, because you need to understand that there are two separate versions in which the book is going to be available. So the service that you're paying for is for two separate formats. You have to create an ebook, and you also have to create a paperback. When there is a third service involved, then you would be having another piece of financial investment involved into this. Because we don't have anything in terms of making it into a hardcover version, if it's 19 pages, 30 pages, that's fine. This price is going to cover you for the two versions, as long as it's 19 pages.
Do you have any examples of illustrations on the website?
Yes, sir. Can I have your email? Can I just have your email so that I can actually share them with you?
Yes. Colin, CollinWCIC.
Give me one second. Yeah. Give me one second.
Okay.
So you said it's Collins?
Yeah, Collins, W.C., William Charles, Collins,
so that's Collins, W.C., as in Charlie, Oscar, Lima, Lima, Indigo, November, Sierra, Willow, and Charlie once again, right? Collins, W.C.
5-6.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
It's Collins, W.C., 5-6.
5656.
Yes, at yahoo.com.
Just out of curiosity, is this 56 symbolic to you, as in is it your year of birth? Just asking out of curiosity. It is. Okay, so you are about 67 right now then.
I am.
That's the same age for what my father would have been, actually. He was born on 23rd of Jan, 1956.
Okay. So my other question is, now I've seen on your website a number of books that you guys published.
Yes, sir.
Like Mirage, A Serial Killer, The Idea of Him. These are all books that you guys helped edit and publish.
We sell all sorts of genres. See, when it comes to the book industry or writing a book, there are intensive amount of genres. I mean, you can't just be specific about it. There's fiction, there's nonfiction, and then we divide that fiction and nonfiction into their subcategories. There's biographies, there's autobiographies, there are memoirs.
I understand that. I understand. I was just asking. These are examples of books that you guys edited.
They are. Yes, they are. And the thing is, whichever books we have on our website are put over there or are displayed on our website as a shelf by the approval of the authors that are willing to do it. We don't force any authors to actually, like I said, if we publish someone's book, it's still their intellectual property. It's still their collateral. So if we have to actually have it displayed on our website, which becomes an endorsement for them as well, but we first have to actually have a written consent from them. So if they tell us and if they confirm it to us, then and only then do we go ahead and put the book over there. If they don't, then we do not. It's a simple case of yes and no.
Okay. So where are you guys located at?
We are currently working out of San Francisco, California. We also have our offices in Florida, and we have our office in Upper Manhattan, New York as well, which is actually our head office.
Oh, okay. So if I want to pursue this, how do I get started?
The basic thing would be for you to actually sign up with us. We are going to send you a payment link. We're going to send you a payment link for the $1,800. You can pay it either your credit or your debit card. Once the payment has gone through, one of my project managers is actually going to share all the relevant collateral with you. The relevant collateral is going to be a set of questionnaire forms. It is going to be a publishing questionnaire form. It is going to be an illustration questionnaire form. And it is going to be a formatting questionnaire form. It is usually something that everyone is able to, let's say, fill out. But if not, then, like I said, the project manager that would be calling you would be dedicated only towards your project. So 24/7, they can actually be in contact with you. You can share anything and everything whenever you want. You can ask about your update for the project. Every new update is given 3 or 4 days after the previous one. So it's a very healthy, update ratio that we keep. And in that way, you're able to have your book published very sooner, because your book is in its initial stage right now, as in it involves or it requires pretty much everything to be done on it. The book would be published, let's say today is 16th of August, so the book can be published and would be available for the general masses by the 10th of September. It is going to take us that much of time. The reason why I'm saying that, because we have to create 12 illustrations. Getting created 12 illustrations as and how you want it, because every illustration is actually going to be made character specific, and those characters also have to match the verbiage that is underneath. Let's say if you're the father and it's about your son who's in a wheelchair and you're going on camping and your missus is also there as well. So the parents are actually setting up the camp, so it needs to have an illustration where the camp is being set up. In the next illustration, it doesn't have to continue. The camp can be completely set up, but then it needs to have like a fireplace. It needs to show them if, let's say, they are actually roasting marshmallows, and it also needs to see that the first illustration was where the kid is actually in awe of what is happening in front of him. Let's say this is the first time he's actually seeing a camp being set up. In the next one, he's actually very relieved to see the overall camp having set up, and now he's having a wonderful time with his parents or with his siblings.
Well, I understand all that. That's assuming that a lot of editing is not required.
Sorry, what did you say?
You said September 10th. I said that's assuming that editing that's required. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Like I said, if everything is...
I do want an editor to look at it and make suggestions. Or someone might look at it and say, you know what, this book is simplified. I'm open to that too.
See, we would have published the book in 10 days if it was only editing, proofreading, and formatting. But because they are illustrations, they have to be approved by you first. So we would give you samples initially, and you would choose which character model to go with. Once you select which character model to go with, that and only then, we would proceed with it. Then each illustration, each of the 12 illustrations are going to provide it to you either one or two at a time. If you approve of it, we move on to number 3 and number 4. If you don't, then we either revamp it or we make any and all changes as you desire. There's one more thing that I forgot to mention, is that you get unlimited revisions in this. So as long as you're not satisfied with whatever has been provided to you, we don't move forward with that. So at the end of the day, it's ultimate satisfaction for the author. Because that, and then and only then can I actually provide you with the access fees that I was mentioning about.
Okay. All right, well, I don't have a fee. I don't really have a problem with, but I would like to, before I spend any money on contract that, I would like to see some examples of illustrations.
Most definitely. Mr. Collins, what I'll do is I'll send you an email, and in that email I will attach all the examples that we have, the ones that we've created. I wouldn't be able to share with you the entire book because, like I said, that is the intellectual property of the author. I would be sharing with you the basic insight or the character models of it so that you can see what it actually looks like. I wouldn't be doing that with your book in the future as well. Once I have you as an author with me, I wouldn't be sharing your work with anyone else. Because, see, here's the thing. We live in a day and age where copyright infringement is just it's become a constant. So I have to protect all the authors that I have on board with me, and that is going to involve you as well. So I'll share with you the character models, and I will also share with you the complete process as well in the email. Now, once you would be reading through that email and once you've seen the character models, I will be attaching a payment link for you, the payment link for $1,800. Oh. Once you're satisfied, you just need to give me a call on this number and we'll process the payment. How does that sound?
All right, sounds good.
Now, I need to excuse you. The reason is that I would be occupied for a little while. I'd be occupied for like an hour or so. In the meanwhile, I'll see that someone from my office actually sends you that email, and then I'll be giving you a call after an hour and a half. Would that be okay? Because I'm actually a bit caught up right now.
I don't know if you need to call me back right away, so let me look at
not right away. Not right away. Like I said, I'll be caught up for at least an hour and a half. I have a few engagements that I have to conclude, so I wouldn't be able to attend to you for the next hour and a half at all.
That's fine.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so we have it on a call. I'll have sent everything over to you, and then I'll get in touch with you as soon as I'm free. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cole.